Hello, my name is Dr. Philip McCarthy, and I am the director of the Blood and Marrow Transplant Program at Russell Park Cancer Institute. I'm frequently asked, why is the first study important to practice? The first study is a non-transplant eligible patient population who receive treatment upfront with lenalidomide dex, or RD, until progression, or RD for a fixed number of cycles, versus the comparator arm of melphalan prednisone thalidomide, also for a fixed number of cycles. And the interesting question is the superiority of an RD induction versus MPT. And then the other question to be asked is, should RD be given only for a fixed number of cycles, or should it be given until progression? And will this impact on progression-free and then ultimately on overall survival? This study was primarily conducted in the IFM. Thierry Facon is the lead study person for this MM20, which is also called besides the first study. And it is supposed to be presented at ASH 2013, and we are all very anxious to see the results as we think this will inform us about length of therapy and superiority of which of RD versus MPT as part of induction.